Okay, well, say today we are learning Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Beis, and we're here at the two dots, not the last two dots, but the two dots on the second, or I guess the first wide line, right on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, with the quote from our Mishnah, again, about talking about a Shavuos Aveda. We had said, Hayabatal min Hasela, right, if a person is doing work, and to return this lost item, he's going to lose a Sela, so lo yomalo tin li Sela, right, they can't say to the guy who owns the object, give me a Sela back for my Parnassah, right, that I didn't work, and I lost. Ella knows no scar, but Kapol, he just gets the salary of a worker. So what kind of worker are we talking about? So either Tana or Tanya or whatever it is, nosin lo scaro kapoel bata. Right? So you get a scar, again, according to the Tana. Tana said, and we're going to change this a little bit, but Tana said that you give him as if he's kapoel bata, meaning how much would he take to agree to be bata from his malacha? If he's, if he works at the supermarket, right, I don't know, whatever, how much would he agree to take, right? Let's say he's getting, I don't know, $20 an hour. You should be so lucky at the supermarket or whatever. How much would he take to not work, right? Obviously, if that was okay by the company, right? That's okay. So the bad example, let's say he's in business for himself. How much would he take to not do his work and take an hour off? My kapoel batel. So Gemara says, so what do you mean, my kapoel batel? Meaning, so why is he just standing around? Meaning he's still taking care of an object, right? He's not being batal like gamrei. He's not literally doing nothing. So Amar Abai, he says kapol batal shall osa malacha de batal mimenu. Yes, enechanami. What he means is you should give the money like someone who stops doing his job, and instead the job that he does, to return the item. Meaning, yes, you have to get a pole belt, plus whatever it would cost, right, to carry the sheep, or to find this watch, or whatever it is, to transport, the salary of a shliach, right, again, whatever a motorcycle carrier gets paid, right, you'd have to get, give him that as well, in addition to whatever he would get for stop doing his actual job for an hour. Okay. And Yesham Bezdin Masneimaim, again, if you make a stipulation before Bezdin, so then you do get the full salary. So the Gemara tells a story about this. That Isser of Safra Ovid Iska Bedad Adadi. There's a guy named Isser. That was a guy. It's not Osir, right? There's a guy named Isser, and Rav Safra were doing Parnasa. They're doing a job, and they split it up, meaning that they were done, right? So they had to, as Rashi points out, they had to kind of split up the business, right? The results of their partnership. So also Rav Safra Palagle below Daiti the Isser Ba'api Betray. So Rav Safra apparently split up all the merch or all the proceeds, right, in front of two Adim, but Isser was not there. So also the commander Rabba Bar Ravuna, so sure enough Isser didn't like the way he split it up, and he went to Rabba Bar Ravuna, and Amarle, so he said, right, Zil Isi Tlasu de Palagi Kamayhuka, go bring the Bezdin, go bring the three people which you divvied this stuff up in front of, Inami or Tree Migutfasa, or two out of three people, Inami, or Tree Sadi de Palga Babitasa, or bring two witnesses, bring two Adim that you split it up in front of, right, a Bezdin of three people, which Rasafra obviously didn't do, right? He only did it in front of two people. So I'm like, Manalachaha. Rasafra said, what do you mean? Why do I have to do this? Right? Why do I have to do it in front of a Bezdin? So Amalei, so he said to him, "That's not." He quoted our Mishnah, right? Me sham bezdin masnei moim, right? Ain sham bezdin mi yasnei shelo kodem, right? He quoted our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, right, that the only way the guy gets his salary back, right, is if he does it in front of a bezdin. So apparently, if you're going to tell me, right, that this you're going to change this partnership, you're going to give money from one guy to the next, you need a bezdin. So Amalei, me dami. Rav Sav said, "What do you mean? That case and my case is not comparable to ever." Hasam over there by the Mishnah, de mapik mamon mehayim osiv lahai. Right, you're giving money, right, from one guy to the next, right? The guy who owns the item has to pay the guy who found the item. So therefore, in that case, binam bezdin. But here, when we're just splitting up a partnership, so didai shakli, right, he's just taking his money. Meaning we're just divvying up what he thinks is his. We're not trying to change anything. So gili milsa ba'amahu betrayed sagile. And since it's just revealing, right, gili milsa ba'amahu, it's just revealing what is true, right, so you only need two adim. Since I have two adim, that was our deal, right, that should be enough. So teda, and I'll prove it to you, detan, because the Mishnah tells us that almana mocheres shelo b'fnei bezdin, that a widow, right, an almana, right, she gets her ksuba, and the halacha is that she also gets supported, right, from the money that the husband owned, right, from his estate, right, until, right, that is paid. So if she wants to, she can sell some of his property, even though she's not necessarily getting it, but she can sell that property without Bezdin. So you see that when someone is owed certain monies, right, they can kind of, you know, take care of that debt without a beis din. So Malay Abayi says, "V'lav v'tmar law." Amar Rav Yosi Bar Minyamin, Amar Rav Nachman, right? Amar Inatz Yucha beis din shel mumchem, Alvatz Yucha beis din shel adyotos. So Abayi just said it's not true, right? It's you. What you don't need is a mumcha beis din. What you don't need is a proper beis din, a very expert beis din, but a regular beis din you do need. And so therefore, that's not a proof whatsoever. And therefore, yes, in a chanami, you did need to, you know, kind of split up the partnership between the proceeds between in front of a beis din, and therefore, right, you were lacking, etc., etc. Okay, now back to Shabbos Aveda. Matzah Berefes in Chayivba. Mishnah says, right, if you find it in some sort of barn, some sort of stable, then you don't have to give it back. We'll see exactly what the case is. Obviously, right, if that's the guy's stable, right, obviously you don't have to give it. It's not lost. Right, so Bershiz or Abin, but if you find it in public area, so then Chayivba, then you have to give it back. In Maisa Basic Faros, and this is already pretty well known. If the Kohen, right, again, we quoted this already before, right, if you find an animal in a basic photos in a cemetery, but Kohen's not allowed to go in there, so lo yitame lo, he shouldn't become tame. Im amar lo aviv hi tame, right, osha amar lo al taxir, if the guy's father says, become tame, or don't return the item, meaning that those aren't the same case, right? Either he told him to go become tame, which is incorrect, which is not mutter, or he told him, don't return the item that you found, which is also incorrect, right? There's a mitzvah, we said there's a mitzvah and an iser, right? Both to give it back and to not give it back, right? So, lo yishma lo yivrei, you shouldn't listen, right, to your father if he tells you to violate an iser Torah. Parak vatan, and now if you moving on to a different topic, which also we mentioned already, right? If you see someone unloading, right, and reloading, right, again, right, you see an animal kind of struggling with the weight, and the guy unloads it and then reloads it, paragatan, right, again, he does it again. I feel the abra b'chamish poem, right, we said, if you lose an item, and you find an item, you lose an item, find an item, lose an item, so too, you have the, right, again, we said these kind of go together, right, if you see an animal that's struggling, even four or five times, right, you gotta do it. Shinamar, the pasuk says, azov, Tazov, right, it says Emo as well, right, should go and help him. Halach v'yashav lo, but if the owner goes and sits down, and v'yamar, and he says, ho, v'alach ha-mitzvah, since you have a mitzvah, in retzoncha lifrog prog, and go for it, meaning, you have a mitzvah to help me with my animal, so go for it. So then, in that case, potter, though, then your potter, shnemar Emo, so again, as we pointed out, the pasuk says, you have to do it with him. In ma'yizakin uchola, chayef, but if the guy was sick, or he's old, so then, yeah, in echanami, right, then he can be like, you do it, I'm not able to right now. Mitzvah min ha-Torah lifrog, I have a low litton. The Tanakama holds it's a mitzvah d'araisa, right, to take, stuff off a donkey, but not to put it on a donkey. I mean, you can help him, right, but not to, that is not a mitzvah d'araisa. And Rabbi Shimon Omer Aflaton. It's also a mitzvah d'araisa even to load, right, the stuff onto a donkey. Rabbi Yosei Gluli Omer Imhaya Alav Yasser Almaso. Right, if the animal had too much, right, more than it could, to more than it can handle, right? So then ain't zakkavol. Then you don't have to help. Shemar pasuk says takas maso masui sheyochol lamabo. Right, it has to be a masui. It has to be an amount that is able to handle. Amar Rava says Rava shamru ina misav ina mishameres. Right, again we said what's the deal with a barn? Right, you find an animal in a barn or a stable, it's like it's weird, right? Like what's that case? That you have to give it back, right? The Mishnah tells us you don't have to give it back, but why would you even think that? So Rava just says we're talking about a case where eno misa, right? Where the animal is not going to run away, because again, what would cause an animal to run away? Right? Pashas is if there's no food, for example, or whatever, right? Meaning there's enough that the animal is not incentivized to get out of there. But eno mishmeres, but still, right, it's not watched, it's not guarded. In this meaning the door is open, right? It's not locked. So the Gemara says eno misa midiktani eno chayavah, right? It must be. So the animal's not, right, running out of there, right, because the Mishnah said you don't have to give it back, right, i.e. it's not super lost, right, but it's not guarded, it's not watched, right, I mean, it can leave, right, the fact that it had to tell me, right, that you even had to say something, right, the first one says, since the halacha is that you don't have to give it back, so it must be that it's not running away, so it's not lost, and the fact that he even had to tell me, it must be a case where, right, the animal, right, the door is open and the animal could leave. Because if you would have thought that the door was locked, right, if you find an animal outside, right, you have to bring it inside, right, you got to bring it back to the guy's house, so you don't need to tell me that if the animal is inside, you don't have to do anything with it. Obviously, must be, right, that the what's called the barn, right, is not actually locked, right, and you might have thought maybe, right, you bring it back to its owner. Again, when he said, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, V'hu shomed es tocha tchum, right, that is only, right, if the barn is inside the tchum. Tchum is, I guess usually in Hilchos Shabbos, 2,000 amos, in Hilchos Erevin, right, again, within 2,000 amos, but if the barn is even farther out of the town, so then you can return it. The Gemara says, Mechad b'shisar abim, right, if you look at namichayv, right, that implies, again, that if you find the b'shisar abim, right, that again, what the Mishnah said, that you have to give it back, that even if it's within the tchum, right, you have to give it back. So you get the masin la seifat. Some people say that Rav Yitzchak was talking about the second part, that this part of b'shisar abim, that b'shisar abim chayv ba, am Rav Yitzchak, that when you find an animal, that's only if it's 2,000 animals outside of town. But Mechad Bereves, but implying that when the Mishnah says if you find an animal in a barn, you don't have to give it back. Right, that even if it's outside the tchum, right, meaning it's only, only set up by one of those cases, either the first or the second, implying that the second, whatever the other halacha is, right, will be true regardless of whether it's inside or outside the tchum. Basic course, the tama, it shouldn't become tame. Coins not allowed to become tame, and even for a Shabbos Aveda, Tanur Banan will under Raisa. Minayim Shim Amrlo Aviv Hi Tame. Right, again, how do you know that if a father, the Kohen's father says, go become tame, Osh Amr Al Taksir, or he says, again, in a different case, don't return this lost object. Right, so lo yishama lo, you shouldn't listen to him. Shnei Amrim, because the pasuk says, Ishi imo ve'aviv tiro ve'shab sosai dishmoru ani Hashem. Right, keep, right, honor your father and mother. Keep Shabbos. I am Hashem. Kulchem chayev b'kvodi. The Gemara says, right, again, a pretty well known line, quoted a lot. Everybody is chayev and Akash Baruch Hu is covered. Right, so right, if you listen to Hashem before you listen to your parents, and the Gemara says, time of the kaza rachman as shab sosai dishmoru. Right, and the only reason, apparently, right, because the Torah said, I keep my Shabbos. I am Hashem, meaning that it teaches me that, you know, Hashem's words comes before your parents. Halav hachi hava mina, right? Tzaisalei. Kamar says, I don't understand. The hava mina would have been, you should listen to your parents, right? Before listening to Akash Baruch Hu, amai. Right? Aside from the fact that that sounds crazy, we have a halachic principle. Rav amai, hai ase, right? The mitzvah, keep it aim, listen to your parents, right? Is a mitzvah ase. V'hai los ase v'ase. Again, as we pointed out, returning an outlaw subject is a shev tefshivim, right? You have to, a mitzvah to give it back. And lo sucha lisalim, you're not allowed to not give it back, to hide yourself. It says, and you can't have a regular mitzvah to push away a mitzvah and an iser. So you do need actually to teach me, because you might have thought, since you have a hekesh or exer shava, right, we have the same word, kavod, by both honoring your parents and honoring Kosh Baruch Hu, Shnamar Kan, because the pasuk says Kavedes Avicho Vayasimecha, right? And it also says Whenever Al Halan, it also says Kavedes Hashem Mehonecha, right? You should honor Hashem, right, with your money, with your property. It's funny, usually it says La Halan, right, later on, meaning seemingly implying that that's a pasuk in Chumash. It's not. It's a pasuk in Mishle. So since you have covered by both cases, right, so you might have thought that you should listen to Akash Baruch Hu, Hilchach Tzaisli, that you therefore have to listen to your parents, right, so Kamash Malan, Lav Lashmiyale, no, it doesn't mean, right, so therefore the Torah had to teach us that you don't actually, right, have to listen to your father, right, if he tells you to violate the Torah. Okay, Mitzvah in the Torah, Lefra Kavol Lo Liton, it's a mitzvah that I said to unload the animal but not to put it back on. My Avol Liton, what do you mean when it's not a mitzvah, right, to put the stuff back on the animal? Elema Avol Lo Liton Klal. If you tell me there's no mitzvah to put the stuff on the animal at all, so maishna perika. What's the difference between loading and unloading? Right, the chtiv pasuk says azov tazov imo, that you should unload the animal with him. Tina namikziv pasuk also says you should load it on. Right, hakim takimimo, you should put the stuff on the donkey with him. So Ellis, rather what it means is mitzvah natura lifrok bechinam. That again, the Mishnah means, the Tanakhama means that it's a mitzvah from the Torah to do it for free. Below liton bechinam, but not. Meaning that's to unload for free, but not to load it up for free. Elabiskar, and then you get paid for, you should get paid for that. And that's the machlokes. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Liton Bechinam, Rabbi Shimon says you have to load it, right, for free. Taninu Lohud Tan Rabbanan. And this is therefore, not therefore, but this is also a machlokes in Abraisa. Prika bechinam, tina b'schar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, zuv zuv bechinam. Again, that's basically what we just said. I quoted in a brisa that machlokes whether you have to load the animal It's which one is it? Yeah, it's right. So unloading is, everybody agrees it's for free, and the question is if you have to load, right? Do you get paid or not? My tamay rabbanan. What's the tanakamas? What's the rabbanan shita that you should do it? You can do it for salary. The saga daida kerbi shimon. If you're holding that, really it has to be done for free in both cases. Doctor chpanatina v'lo boy prika. You could have just written it once. V'anamina, you would have said matiina delespe itzar balechayim v'leka chesaron kis. Again, we did this yesterday. Right? You might have thought that in a case where you're loading the animal, where there's no pain, right? There's no pain in the animal, right? Regardless, right? It's not too much of a burden. You're just helping out the guy with putting the stuff on the donkey, right? V'leka chesaron kis, and the guy's not losing, right, any money. Right, you're putting, right, the stuff on the donkey, right? It's not losing any money. So chayiv, in that case, you're chayiv. So prika, certainly, by unloading, right, by taking the stuff off, these pains are by the chayim, where the animal is in pain because it's too much for him to carry. If you're chisaron kes, and you're losing, the guy's losing money because the donkey's going to get weak or whatever, get sick or get hurt or whatever, it's lo kol shekein. So certainly, right, you should be chayiv. So therefore, el lamai hachos aksive rachmana, lo melcha, I should teach you, right, the prika b'china matina b'sachar. So why did it mention it twice? Right, that unloading, right, you're not allowed to ask for anything, but if you are loading, then you can ask, right, for some sort of payment. So Rabbi Shimon, my time. So what did Rabbi Shimon do with that? He said, "Mishum delo masami kura," because Rabbi Shimon would say the psukim are not clear. I mean, you don't know which is which. The Torah had to write both, right? If you only written one, right, you would have only unload the unloading, right? Since again, because there's why would you have known the unloading? Again, because it's tzara b'lechayim, right? Because that's the more pasha one. So the Rabbanan, the Gemara says, "Amai lo masame kroi." What do you, Gemara says, what do you mean? Why aren't the psukim clear? Right? The animal, right, it says by unloading, right, the animal is lying down, right, with its burden, right, the thing that's carrying. Right, obviously that's what the pain. It's in pain. And hasam, and by loading it up. You see, the animal fell on the road. Right, that implies that the animal and the stuff it's carrying is lying on the road, right, and you have to reload it. Right, it's very clear, says the Rachachamim. Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, noflim baderech inu v'tinu alayu mashma. Noflim baderech doesn't necessarily mean falling on the road. Doesn't necessarily mean that the animal lost what it was carrying. Could be they just tripped, right? And the stuff is, you have clamps you put on, suitcase on top of your car. It doesn't fall off if you hit a bump of the road. Okay, could be the donkey tripped, but the stuff is tied to its back, so it didn't fall on the floor. It didn't say necessarily, right, have to, talking about loading. It could be that you're trying to help it unload because it fell and then it's trying to get struggled back to its feet. Okay. Amar Rava, Rava says like this. Midivrei Shneihem, from both of them, both Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, and this is going to be the discussion we're going to take us till tomorrow. We're going to stop, and then we'll see how far we go. But we're going to basically talk about this basically through tomorrow's, the beginning of tomorrow's daf. Nilmad tzar b'alechayim d'oraisa. The question is tzar b'alechayim d'oraisa? Is the fact that you're concerned for people, for animals that are in pain, right, is that going to be, is that a halacha d'oraisa, right, or is that a din d'rabban? So the Gemara says, "Afilu Rabbi Shimon lo kamer el mishum delo mesay mikra." Meaning, because again, both of them, both the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, hold, right, that tzar b'lechayim is daraisa. But again, the Chachamim already, right, we saw that that based on the Kal v'chomer, right, unloading certainly since it's tzar b'lechayim, etc. So that for sure. And Rabbi Shimon, again, the only reason he says, right, that the Torah wrote unloading is because, Torah wrote both of them is because they're not clear, right? It's not pasuk. Av mesay mikra, right? But they were, so that if they were, meaning they only had one pasuk, you would have learned dashin kal v'chomer. You would have learned kal v'chomer, right? That unloading is more chashuv than loading. Mishum mai lav mishum tzar b'lechayim darshinan. Right? The kal v'chomer would have been since, right, by unloading the tzar b'lechayim, right? Etc. So clearly they both hold that tzar b'lechayim, right, is d'oraisa. Gemara says, what do you mean? But there were two things over there. It wasn't just that there's tzar b'lechayim. There were two aspects of the kal v'chomer. The other one was mishdilam mishum dik chisaron kis, because the guy's losing money, right? But the animal's struggling under its weight. It's going to break a leg. It's going to get hurt or whatever. So the guy's going to lose money. V'achikamar. This would have been the kal v'chomer. Mati ina deles be chisaron kis chayev prika deis be chisaron kis lo kol shekein. So the Gemara says, why couldn't you use that? So Gemara says, well, itina ain ba chisaron kis. But what do you mean? The loss of money, the potential loss of money here is not only if the animal gets hurt, right? But when loading the animal, there's also, right, maybe you thought of this when we were going back and forth, loading the animal also comes with a potential loss. Right? Milo askinan b'dahachi v'hachi batal mishuke. If the guy needs to load the stuff on the donkey, and it takes, by himself, takes him, I don't know, half an hour, right, and you come and it takes 10 minutes, Right, so if you would leave him to do it for half an hour, right, he's not doing any work. He's not getting to the market. He's bottom a shuke. He's not able to go to the shuk. Right, so he's losing time. He's showing up late. Inami or asuganvi v'shakli v'madikubadeh. Or if he's in the middle of the wilderness, right, if the more time it takes to load the donkey off, the more susceptible he is to ganavim. Right, so that is also a chisayon kiss. So therefore, since that's not a good basis for the Kal V'chomer, it must be right that the Kal V'chomer would have been based in Tzar Ba'al Chaim, because as you see that there's a loss of money potentially, right, in a case where you're loading the animal as well. Then the Gemara says, Teina, I'll prove it to you that you should know the Tzar Ba'al Chaim Daraisa, that Tzar Ba'al Chaim is Daraisa, the Ketani Sefer, because the end of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer Imhaya Allah Yasser Amaso Ein Zakuklo. Right, if the animal was carrying more than it could handle, so then you don't have to help him. Mishnah Buzik says, Tachas Maso, the animal is, you know, falling under its burden. Right, it must be right. The only time you have a mitzvah to help is an animal that can is carrying what it can handle. Lav michlal the talent is kind of sovar, right? But that implies the Tanakama doesn't hold like that, and he holds that zokaglo that you do have to help him. Right? My time, why is that? Lav mishen tzar bei dechayim daraisa, right? It must be because tzar bei dechayim is daraisa. Meaning the only reason why the Chachamim would say that you have to, you know, help him. Right? Meaning why else would you have to help him? If there was tzar bei dechayim, right, to make sure that the animal doesn't have pain. So Gemara says, Dilma b'tachas maso plegi. Well, maybe the machlokes is what underneath its burden means, right? The Rabbi Yossi sabar darshin tachas maso masui sheyachal amabo, because Rabbi Yossi clearly says, right, you only have to help him if the animal is carrying something it can hold. Rabbanan sabri lo darshin tachas maso. Now Chachamim don't learn like that. I mean, they don't say that that's what it's referring to, that only an animal, because that's a stretch. But that's a jump, right? To say that it's referring to specifically a burden that the animal can handle. So that's not necessarily, you don't have to necessarily hold like that, and you can hold right that machlokas and the chachamim, even if you hold that the tzar bei dechayim is not daraisa. And then the Gemara says the flip side, teida the tzar bei dechayim lav daraisa, and you could prove from here right that the tzar bei dechayim is not daraisa. The Ketani Reisha, because the first part of the Mishnah says halach v'yashav lo, if the owner of the animal says, hey v'amalo ho v'alecha mitzvah lefarik lifrok prok, in that case you're potter, right? If the guy says, right, goes chills on a park bench and says, you have a mitzvah, go load my donkey, so you don't have to do it. Shemar Pazik says emo, right? You have to do it only with him. If you tell me that tzar bei lechayim is daraisa, what does it matter if the guy's helping you or not? Mali isi demari behedya, or mali lesa demari behedya. Who cares whether the owner is doing it with you, right? You'd be chayiv to, you know, make sure the donkey gets unloaded or whatever. So Gemara says, la'olam, really, no. You could even argue, again, it's not necessarily conclusive, because you could really say the tzar bei lechayim is daraisa. The misav is potter legamrei, and when the Mishnah says you're potter, it doesn't mean if the guy goes and puts his feet up on a park bench that you're potter from loading or unloading the animal. No, dilma potter bechinam. Maybe you're potter from doing it for free, and in that case, chayav b'schar. I'm reading, seeing words that are not there. Then in that case, he has to pay you. This is what the Torah means. Ki isei demari behedya aver gabei chinam. If the guy does it with you, say, yeah, you have a mitzvah to do it for free. But if the guy doesn't do it with you, then he has to pay you. And really, tzar bei lechayim, right, is daraisa. All right, I realize this is literally smack in the middle of the daf, but this is going to continue on to Amud Aleph, and it's really kind of late, so we're going to stop here by the parentheses, by all the mnemonics, and the Gemara is going to bring all a bunch of proofs back and forth, whether tzar bei lechayim is daraisa or not. And we'll mitzvah, don't worry, we'll do it tomorrow, along with finishing the parak, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, parak ends Lama Gimel and Beis. So we will wish you much hatzlacha and a tremendous day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.